Hello and welcome to the Enough Podcast, episode 193. My name is Mike Hurley and I am joined as always by my partner in crime and my partner in not so much crime. I can't think of the opposite for crime, Mr. Patrick Rowan.
Yeah, what is the opposite of crime?
Law-abiding? I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah, law-abiding, I guess. Yeah, I guess I am law-abiding. Well, for the most part. It depends on what the laws are. They seem to change from day to day in this country. Not like jolly old England where you've had the same laws for 500, 600, 700 years.
If you need to shoot a man with a bow and arrow on the top of a hill, then you can do that on Sundays.
Yes, you can.
There is some crazy law in Wales, like an old Welsh law with a bow and arrow and on a certain hill.
It would be the Welsh, wouldn't it?
It's got to be. Where is it? Is it the English longbow? No.
Oh, man. There's so how something. Are you today, sir?
Yeah, I'm good. I am very well. I am busy. The time change, where you guys all complain about it, let me tell you why the time change affects me, and I'm probably going to talk about this on every show. So what happens is, when you guys have a time change, a couple of years ago, for some reason, it was decided that America would change the time that they did their time changes, which thanks a lot for that. So now you guys go an hour, you lose the hour. So it means that all of the shows for me are pushed forward an hour.
Mm.
But this happens for the next 3 weeks.
Because so you guys don't change your time until later.
Until the end of the month. So I have 3 weeks of basically an insane schedule where, I mean, basically my life is based in part around the times that we record. So this includes going to the gym. I have certain days that I go to the gym for because I'm able to record later on those days. That's now all destroyed. So yeah, there you go. Thank you very much, whoever made that decision. you entered my personal three weeks of hell. And this is the worst one, right? Because when it's the other way around, so when everything gets pushed back an hour, that's fine.
Then because you actually gain an hour.
Yeah, so I mean, I just...
You stay up a little bit later or whatnot, you know?
And that's not a problem. But that's only 1 week. This one, the bad one, I have 3 weeks off. So there you go. Never mind, though, Patrick. I will do whatever I can to get these shows out to our lovely listeners because I know it's what they want to hear. And do not get me wrong, listeners, I'm not complaining about you guys. This is... Unless the person who came up with this idea is listening, then I am complaining about them. So anyway, Patrick, there are more important things going on in the world and in this show than my complaints about DST changes.
Yeah. I want to talk about a couple of things today. First things first, and we're going to go through these quick because Mike has things to do. He's lost an hour. He's got to get it back.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much for listening to this week's episode.
Yes, it's been a pleasure. You can contact me. And by the way, listeners are going to have to put up with me. I'm kind of spacey. I haven't been feeling well past few days, and I'm a little bit out of it. I know I say that like every show now.
Just because you're...
Here I am giving all sorts of people all sorts of wonderful advice, big ideas, you know, whole nine yards. What do I need to do myself? Actually pay attention to some of this stuff. One of the things I wanted to talk about, actually, was reaching out. I wanted to talk a little bit about how silence can oftentimes be the enemy when dealing with issues, right? It's the, you know... It's the person, you know, who is struggling in their marriage, you know, falling more and more out of love with the person that they're with or in their relationship, whatnot, you know, and then suddenly, you know, after months and months and months and months of things not being right, the person decides, you know, okay, I'm done. And the other person is completely caught off guard. Why? Well, because the person's never talked about the problem. Never said this is a problem and something we need to fix, or if we can't fix it, maybe we should end it now, and that sort of thing, right? you know, that's the case where silence is the enemy, right? Because, you know, perhaps a lot of heartache could have been saved if at least there was some discussion or some warning signs or whatever that, you know, could have been talked about or put out there, and, you know, could have reached out. Another one that I've talked about on the show here before is suicide, right? It's, you know, the person who tries to commit suicide, or, you know, who attempts it and then picks up the phone and calls someone to say that they've attempted it. Well, I mean, that's great. They reached out. They realized what they were doing. They realized how far they had gone, and that maybe the attempt was actually a cry for help, and they're crying. They're making the cry for help. It's the person who you think all is okay, and they never talk about it. They never mention what's going through their mind or the struggles that they're going through. And then all of a sudden, boom, they're gone. And people are left with, you know, what the heck, man? You know, where did that come from? You know, another case where silence can be the enemy. And so I've got, you know, kind of those thoughts wrapped up with Amanda Palmer has this amazing TED Talk. I linked to it on my blog on patrickgoren.com. You know, I had a little piece about it, but we'll link to it in the show notes. This most recent TED Talk, where she talks about the art of asking and how important it is to ask for people's support, to ask for people's love, to open yourself up and allow yourself to be out there and vulnerable. And that through reaching out, one will be amazed at the kindness and the generosity and the goodness that comes back from people. And I think oftentimes people are silent because they don't believe that. Because they don't believe that it's okay to ask, or that people will respond with compassion and kindness. But I'm here to tell you, despite what the news may tell you every day, despite the wars that go on, despite the ugliness that we see in this room, or in this room.
What's happening in this room?
In this world. Despite all of that, it has been displayed to me time and time again that people are basically good, compassionate, kind people that when asked will help, right? One of my moms, I was having a discussion with her last week, and one of, you know, kind of her anxieties recently is, you know, she's had a phone, you know, some piece of crap, you know, free with contract, you know, smartphone that she got. And she's had nothing but problems with this phone. And the most recent one, the battery dies in, like, you know, no time. Like, you know, the battery's like fully charged, and she gets a phone call and it's dead. You know? It's just like, you know, one of those things, right? And, you know, as she's gone down to the store, and they've, like, you know, haven't really done anything about it. And she's not the sort of person to really force, you know, the issue anymore. She just doesn't even have the capacity to argue about it and to get what she deserves. And so, you know, they'll give her like some little external battery, USB battery pack or something like that, and send her on her way. And, you know, it's just one of these things. And she was saying one of the things that just was really stressful for her is to be out and about without a phone. Right. Mm. And, you know, it was just causing no end of stress and anxiety. And I, in trying to talk her down off of that ledge, as it were, I said, well, you know, here, let's look at this from a matter of fact sort of perspective. You know, number one, you have lived on this earth for 55, 60 years before the mobile phone, before you even had one. Right? For 55 years before they were even really available to you. Right?
Yeah, sure.
And so why now? Why is it suddenly an anxiety now? And she said, well, back then they had like payphones and, you know, you could go into stores and ask to use the phone and they had one and they would let you, you know, and nowadays, I mean, and it's true. She's absolutely dead on right about this. They've removed. No one uses payphones anymore. Phone companies have, you know, gotten sick of servicing them. Or having to maintain them or what have you. They would never get used. The only time they would get used is for nefarious deeds, i.e. they were very popular with drug folks, right? So they've removed a lot of them. And you can't really find a phone anymore. And in a lot of shops now, they don't have like a standalone phone. You know, the phone number that is posted on the website or whatnot is actually someone, you know, the shopkeeper's mobile phone or the manager's mobile phone. Or, you know, in the case of a restaurant, it might be the maitre d's mobile phone, right? It doesn't, you know, it's increasingly hard to find a phone. And so I was like, okay, yeah, I totally get that. But here's the deal. If you were in a true emergency and your phone wasn't working, you could stop any stranger on the street and say, look, this is an emergency. I'm having a health emergency, something. Can I use your phone to dial 911, please? And they would happily do it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the fact is that... Like I said, we need to be better about reaching out and asking for help. We need to be okay with picking up the phone or typing up the email and saying, look, I need this. You know, and you'll be absolutely amazed at the response you get.
You know, Pat, as well, like, I think, like, you know, you're focusing on a different side to this than maybe I would right now. I don't know why. But, like, okay. It doesn't have to necessarily be something that is emotionally troubling or health. Like, no. I mean, it can just be, like, help from a friend or, you know, I know this sounds so trivial compared to what you've just been talking about, but you want to start a podcast and you want you want Pat to be a guest, just reach out to him and ask.
Yeah,
that sort of stuff is important. Like, you know, I think sometimes people they forget about like the kindness of strangers, and because that's, I mean, I think that I know for me and for lots of people that I interview, just appreciate the fact that we all need to start somewhere. This stuff, but there's ways that you do it, right? I mean, and I guess for some people, maybe it doesn't work for them. I don't know why, but I think you just have to be very humble and you have to be, you know, very nice and don't, you know, just submit a form letter to people, as it were, you know, and do it to people that you care about, you know, not just because this will be really good for my blog if I interview this person,
right?
You know, show a care to it and stuff like that, but. Yeah, I think that
I agree completely.
You know,
asking for help. This whole podcast, your whole entire podcast network came about because you had the courtesy to simply ask.
Yeah, and have continued to ask and continued to book guests every week on Command Space, of which I have to ask. Like, I don't think I've known any of the people, really, you know. I definitely didn't know Merlin or M.G. Siegler or Lex Friedman or John Roderick or John Siracusa, who's going to be on the show. And I've actually recorded that show, and he's going to be on in a couple of weeks. I had to pre-record that one. But all of these people, you know, I don't know them. They don't know me. But I just was able to appeal to their kind natures, and they agreed to come on my show. So
yeah. Well, and you know, I've had people reach out to me online for, you know, and I trust me, if I don't have the time, I will graciously decline. Or if it's something that I'm not able to do, I will say, gee, I'm really sorry, but I can't do that. And here's why. But those times are extremely rare. I accept way more than I reject. And if I reject, it's never for a reason of, oh, well, that's just not important enough to me, or that's not just, you know, I don't want not big enough to me. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's almost always a time thing. And honestly, it's almost always a, I can't do it now, but that the schedule's coming up is too soon, or I won't be able to do it. Let's try to figure something out 3 weeks from now, or it might be an evening or a weekend. And, I'm very, very protective of those, as time with my family. And so, especially like on a weekend or something, I have to get special approval from the boss, i.e. Bethany, and Beatrix for that matter. It may take a little bit if it's something that has to happen on that day or whatever, but totally open to doing it. Right. And I think that, I've actually been surprised by the number of people that reach out to me with via email or otherwise with a personal issue or struggle, something that they're going through with their job or whatnot, and have wanted my advice. Happy to give it. As long as you understand, it may take me 3 or 4 days to respond to your email, just because that's how it is. That's how I deal with email.
For me these days, 3 or 4 days is a good turnaround.
Exactly.
My email inbox gets full now.
Yeah. So the bottom line of all of this is, don't be afraid to ask. Silence is the enemy, especially when it comes to the bad stuff. And it takes courage, but trust me, courage will almost always be met with compassion. So, speaking of which, we should talk about the courage to sponsor this show, shouldn't we?
Not that you need much courage, because obviously it's a great deal.
I think it is.
Oh, of course. So, obviously, we'd like to take just a brief moment to thank our lovely friends over at Squarespace.com, who give you absolutely everything you need to make an amazing website. Squarespace provide you with all of the tools you need to put a site online, whether that's just a general website, blog, portfolio, or business site. They give you fantastic hosting. They look at scaling, integration with social services like Twitter and Facebook. You get beautiful templates featuring responsive web design that are professionally designed. You have a great app, iOS or Android, that allow you to view your built-in real-time analytics that are built right into Squarespace's platform. They also let you manage and post to your site on the go. They have a great blog importer, 24/7 customer support, a fantastic page builder called Layout Engine that allows you to drag and drop blocks of content around your pages, which allows you to put pages together in quite literally seconds. I love Squarespace, and Squarespace Commerce is very, very exciting. This is their brand new platform that allows you to start selling products online. Squarespace Commerce can be integrated into any of Squarespace's templates, and so any Squarespace site, and you can start selling anything immediately. Then you can sell physical and digital goods, and they have all the tools that you need to do that. You have inventory management built right in, order processing. You can print things like packing slips. You can customize emails. You can set up multiple shipment methods, coupons. You can accept payments, and they partner with Stripe to do this. You can host your digital files with Squarespace, and you can provide download links which have timed expiries, everything. And this is just the start of Squarespace Commerce. They have loads of really exciting stuff in the pipeline. So you can go find out more information about this and sign up for a free trial at squarespace.com/70decibels. Squarespace plans start at $10 a month for their standard plan. If you sign up for any Squarespace plan and you sign up front for a year, you'll get 20% off that price. If you sign up front for 2 years, you'll get 25% off. But use the code 70decibelsfree, the number 3, at checkout, and you will get an additional 10% off your first order. So go check out Squarespace, everything you need to make an amazing website. Thank you to Squarespace for their support of Enough. Yay. So, Patrick, you want to talk about walking away?
Walking
Is that like
away.
When I do this and then you can't hear me? Is it that?
Well, if this podcast isn't working for you, yeah, that's exactly what you should do.
I could never walk away from you, Patrick.
I can't quit you.
I can't quit you, Pat. I don't really know what that is. I was just going along with you.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, here's what I want to say. the other thing that we need to get better about, not just asking, is recognizing when something isn't working for us and making sure it's okay to walk away, making sure we know it's okay to walk away, that you know, as I've stated before, time is our most precious resource in this universe. It is the one thing that binds the universe. It is the one thing that we are all bound to. And because of that, we need to guard it very carefully, and we need to make decisions about it that are both healthy for us, obviously, but also respect the importance of time. And I think that a lot of us feel like we've invested money or time, that we've invested money or time into something, and so therefore we owe it more somehow. Like the person who, wants to improve their productivity, and so they've heard every blogger on the internet talk about, how wonderful OmniFocus is and how it's going to save everything, save their lives. And they go out and they invest, a couple hundred dollars into the iPhone app and the iPad app and the Mac app. And, they get all the syncing where they set it all up and they do the context and they put all their stuff in and everything else. And you're using it for a month and they realize, hey, it's just not working for me. Walk away. Find something that is.
It's nothing to see here, folks.
Because and it's not just that either, right? It's the, not to use the analogy again, it's the marriage that isn't working. Don't worry, folks. Mine is working great. I love mine. I'm not walking away.
Well, love it, but who knows? Yeah, who knows the other side, right?
I have no idea how Bethany feels, but to be honest with you, I would,
Who's going to leave you, Pat? You're a beautiful man.
Yeah, I'll tell you. The bravest decision my ex-wife ever made, the most gutsy move she ever made, was the day that she told me that not only was she not interested in being a full-time wife anymore, but that she didn't even want to be a full-time mother. Right?
I have a different word for that than brave, but that's well, the difference okay. between All me right. and you, I think.
Yeah. Well, but relating to our previous conversation, it took her probably a good 2 years to finally say that mm-hmm. and to just walk away. Right? And honestly, it made her a happier person. It made her, I think ultimately, it made her a better mom than she would have been if she had stayed. It made her a better partner than, with me in parenting than it would have been if she had stayed there and just continued to be miserable, thinking, well, I've invested so much time and he loves me and I should love him back, and going through all these machinations that she went through for a good 2 years before she finally pulled that trigger, right? And, it was both the speaking up, the reaching out that freed her, and the walking away that allowed her to go off and to find something for her that worked. Right? Mm-hmm. And that it is okay. And I am much happier that she did that than if she would have stuck around for another 10 years, both being silent and sticking around. Right. And I think that oftentimes we do this with our jobs all the time, right? That people get these jobs and they're providing for their family and it's a good job and they're being treated well and, they're getting their, requisite raise and, they think they're doing a good enough job, but it's not something that they love anymore and they wish they could find something else, but they've, thrown their application out a few places and no one has responded. And so they're just kind of stuck, quote unquote. No, you're never stuck. quit. Walk away. Because the more time and energy you're investing into something that you don't love, the less that you're going to have to pour into something that you do. And that it's okay. That you're not a bad person. No one is going to hate you. And if they do, then do they really care about you? I mean, we have this notion in Western society that, that we're supposed to work these jobs and no one's supposed to like working. We're just supposed to slave away and we're just supposed to provide for our family. And, and if I leave, my spouse is going to be so mad at me because, they're going to have the burden of taking a paycheck and it's selfish of me and da-da-da. No, seriously. If your partner loves you, they want you to be happy. They don't want you to be miserable. They don't want you to spend a single minute of your life being miserable. I will do everything I possibly can in my power to support my wife in whatever way I can to make sure that she never has a miserable day in her life. Now, I don't have any, real direct control over that. I don't have the, but I know what I can do. I can support her in doing whatever it takes for her to not be miserable.
You do everything you can in your power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, because ultimately I love her and I want her to be happy. And the happier she is, the happier I am.
Right? Yes.
I mean, true. This is the way that this works, right? And the happier I am, the happier she is. It works the other way. And so, I would much rather, have her walk away from something that's not working. And I know that she, not only does, but has supported me in doing the same thing, right? When I knew that things at my last job were about to take a turn, it was she that said, okay, well, just, Beatrix is coming. You're going to have your 12 weeks of paternity leave. Take your 12 weeks, and in that 12 weeks time, let's figure out how to spin up your business again and how to, maybe spin up the writing stuff you want to do. And let's spend that time figuring out whatever we needed to do to make you happy. And even if we don't do it by then, quit. Don't go back there. Much rather have you here, with us, happy and doing nothing and making no money than have you there, being unhappy and making, a nice chunk of money and, less time with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly how how it's supposed to work. So bottom line is there's something that's not working for you. If you're tired of all the bad news you're hearing on the TV and radio, walk away from the TV and radio. I know what you're thinking. Oh, but if I don't watch all of this stuff, I'm going to miss this one important piece of information. There's one thing that is relevant to me, so I have to listen to all of this so I can get. No, you don't. Walk away.
Yep. Just like I have.
Walk away. Twitter's not working for you, or if your stream is nothing but just constant noise and you're scanning through, hundreds of items a day, just find that one thing that's quote unquote, makes it all worth it. Unfollow everyone else and only follow the one person that gives you that one thing that makes everything worth it. Walk away.
Cool.
So,
should we walk away?
We should walk away. I think it's time.
Okay, so you can find Pat's amazing writing over at patrickrohne.com. That's PatrickRohne. And he is Patrick Rohne on Twitter and app.net. I don't think I need to spell that again. I am iMike, iMyke. We always love to hear from you, so feel free to get in touch. Thank you very much for listening to episode 190 and free.
Yay. Thank you so much. And we'll chat later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.